B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So a Texas law firm said that it has fired a female employee after a video surfaced showing her jumping into a monkey habitat at the El Paso Zoo.
You shouldn't do that.
The Lovett Law Firm told the ABC affiliate that Lucy Ray was a litigation assistant in its personal injury division. El Paso zookeeper Mason Kleist said that Ray endangered herself and the two spider monkeys in the habitat. She said these are primates that we're talking about, and they could do some substantial damage to you.
In case you don't know, we're primates, and we could do substantial damage to you.
By the way, this guy's name is Mason, by the way, Mason Kleist.
There we go.
Mason said they may be small.
We may be small.
But they can take you to the ground if they wanted to.
They can take you to the ground if I wanted to.
Kleist said that feeding the monkeys could have endangered them by disrupting their diet. El Paso.
Don't screw their diet.
El Paso police said that
makes our poot smelly.
The potential for charges to be filed against Ray. The zoo director also said they plan to press charges against the woman.
Well, what's this recent rash of people thinking that these are all interactive exhibits?
I don't know, but they're doing it. A Canadian Army gunner is facing more than a dozen charges after she allegedly served cannabis-laced cupcakes to her unsuspecting artillery unit during a live fire exercise.
Let's blow up Winnipeg.
Court documents allege a sudden onset of paranoia, fatigue, and confusion among the troops who ate the cupcakes, unaware of their psychoactive contents. Several affected members were allegedly unable to properly execute safe weapons and explosive handling drills, according to the military judge's summary of charges.
We have too many cities in Canada.
The incident marks the first time that a Canadian Armed Forces member has been charged with administering marijuana to colleagues without their consent. The bombardier, Chelsea Cogswell, is facing 18 charges in all, including 8 counts of administering a noxious substance. According to court documents, Cogswell was working the canteen during Exercise Common Gunner, an intensive 3-week combat training scenario with the Royal Canadian Artillery School. Cogswell, who has served in the Army's regular forces since June of 2011, allegedly prepared the cupcakes and distributed them to colleagues in her artillery battery.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
All the members of the W battery who consumed the cupcakes except one allegedly experienced symptoms which included dehydration, overheating, fatigue, confusion, dry mouth, and paranoia. Medical staff treated all of the troopers who reported symptoms of intoxication, and the military police were called. Cogswell was not serving in a supervisory role with the artillery school at the time of the alleged offense, and she remains a Canadian Armed Forces member.
How?
The court martial is scheduled to begin in August.
That could be really dangerous.
Maybe they'll handle that then. An American Airlines flight from Tokyo Narita to Dallas Fort Worth was placed into level 3 lockdown and diverted to Seattle Tacoma Airport after a passenger assaulted a flight attendant and banged on the flight deck door because the phone charger at her seat stopped working. American Airlines flight.
Someone needs to get that lunatic off the door.
American Airlines flight AA-60 departed Tokyo on Wednesday with just 60 passengers on board, including Waka Suzuki, a Japanese citizen who was connecting through Dallas. Suzuki was initially calm when she boarded the flight and kept herself busy by watching a movie on her cell phone. But around 3 to 4 hours into the 11-hour flight, and the plane was flying over the Pacific, Suzuki requested assistance from flight attendants because the phone charger at her seat didn't appear to be working.
I want to see if Ernest gets out of jail.
A flight attendant attempted to help Suzuki, but apparently couldn't resolve the issue, leading to Suzuki shouting at the flight attendants, becoming increasingly hostile and belligerent towards the crew members. Suzuki demanded flight attendants bring her items to resolve the issue, and when they didn't, she stood up. She stood accused of running down the aircraft aisle from her seat to in economy towards the flight deck. Another flight attendant attempted to stop her, but Suzuki allegedly pushed past her, stomped on her foot, and continued going until she got to the flight deck and started banging on the door, demanding help to resolve the phone charging issue. The captain put the aircraft into level 3 lockdown and informed the FAA of a threat to the aircraft while Suzuki was retained with plastic flexicuffs. The flight was diverted to Seattle, where Suzuki refused to deplane for a half hour. She told customs and border protection officers at Seattle Airport that the flight attendants were rude and dismissive towards her.
So that's why she had to charge the cockpit.
Yeah, she admitted knocking on the flight deck door because she wanted assistance with her phone charging issue.
And they figured they had one up there.
She also admitted she punched and elbowed one of the flight attendants.
Sorry about that.
But she claims the crew spat on her and pushed her to the floor. So she's going to be chatting with the FBI.
Yeah.
Yes. A 40-year-old man, this is really weird, was found dead inside the leg of a decorative papier-mâché dinosaur statue in Spain.
This is wild.
After being reported missing by his family just a few hours earlier. The man, who has not been named, was found dead by a father and son. After being informed by the father that a man appeared to be dead inside of the dinosaur statue, three units of the fire brigade arrived on the scene. Several members of the firefighter special rescue team were also deployed as they had to saw off multiple parts of the dinosaur in order to extract the body from the decorative statue. Footage posted to Twitter showed the extent of the extraction process as the sound of a saw can be heard while firefighters and an ambulance are present at the scene.
That's so effed up.
The police have ruled out the possibility of the deceased man being homeless as was reported missing. He was reported missing by his family just a few hours before his body was discovered. After he had been away from them for 2 days. It's believed the man crawled inside the dinosaur statue after he dropped his phone into it.
Oh, no.
Before getting stuck when he fell upside down.
This is a big problem with homeless climbing into dinosaurs.
Police are awaiting the results of the autopsy to determine the cause of death and to work out how he was able to enter the decorative statue. The dinosaur was the last remaining advertising figure in the area, which was created alongside several other decorative figures to promote a now-closed movie theater. So, pretty weird, man.
That is completely effed up.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A deputy in Virginia single-handedly lifted an overturned car to free a woman pinned underneath.
Whoa.
This is crazy. In body camera footage recording... that the Gloucester City Sheriff or Gloucester County Sheriff's Office shared on Tuesday on Facebook.
Superman.
Deputy John Holt can be heard pulling over in his patrol vehicle and telling a dispatch that the car is flipped upside down. The 1 minute clip at the scene of the accident then shows Holt running to the vehicle where one child is screaming that his mother is stuck.
Yeah.
The deputy helps another small child out of the car, and then he can be seen or he can be heard groaning as he's lifting the vehicle up enough. The driver was laying underneath the vehicle with her head pinned by the sunroof.
Unbelievable.
He said seeing the trauma on the Facebook post, he said seeing the trauma her child was witnessing, Deputy Jay Holt went into overdrive. Hundreds of people have thanked Holt for his service and have called him a hero on social media. Holt was already honored with local and regional top cop awards in February after he saved two people from a burning house last year.
Amazing.
This guy's going above and beyond. The sheriff's office didn't identify the driver. The deputy said that she is doing well. One Massachusetts woman threw away her shot at $1 million, but in a twist of fate got a second chance at fortune. Leah Rose Fiega won $1 million in the Massachusetts State Lottery's Diamond Millions Instant Game on March 30th, a pre-tax cash prize that she scored from a $30 ticket bought at Lucky Stop. Now, it's thanks to the owners of Lucky Stop that Fiega got that far, because days earlier, she tossed her ticket in the trash.
Oh, man.
This is according to Abi Shah, whose family owns the shop, said she was scratching one day and gave the ticket back to my mom to throw it out. The winning ticket sat in a pile for 10 days until Shaw double-checked the discarded tickets and quickly realized that one hadn't been fully scratched away.
Ah.
Once he finished it off, he made the discovery. He said, I had $1 million in my hand. I wanted to do something good. His father said, we didn't sleep for two nights. He called my grandparents in India, and they said, give it back. We don't want the money.
I have good news. I found your $500,000 ticket.
Right. Because Fiega is a regular at the store, the family knew that the winning ticket was her.
Yeah.
So Shaw dropped by her place of work nearby to clue her in. As soon as Fiega came in, he gave her the $1 million ticket, and she began to cry.
So, here's your cookie for you.
Yeah, I don't know if they gave her anything or not, but that was pretty cool. All right, this is a pretty messed up story, but this is the dangers of working on a farm. A rural north central Missouri woman has died after being attacked by a mother cow. 76-year-old Jane Heisey died Thursday on a farm. The coroner said that Heisey and her husband Glenn were in a lot near their house trying to put an ear tag on a newborn calf. The mother cow knocked Heisey to the ground and then stepped on her head.
Stepped on her head.
Yeah.
Oh,
killed her, dude. She was pronounced dead at the scene.
It's an utter catastrophe.
Oh, no.
Waiting for it.
Farming is one of the most dangerous industries in the country.
Absolutely, especially if you have a pissed off cow.
Yeah. And then we'll do one more story. Keeping it kind of short because we went a little long.
Yes.
So, an elderly man had the wrong leg amputated during surgery at a hospital in Austria. The 82-year-old was due to have his leg removed on Tuesday, but due to human error, the right leg was amputated over the knee instead.
He had a 50-50 shot.
The error occurred after a hospital worker mistakenly put a...
Where's my arm?
Preoperative mark on the wrong leg. It was Thursday morning. In the course of the standard wound dressing change, the tragic mistake caused by human error was discovered, said a statement from the clinic. The patient was suffering from numerous medical conditions and ailments affected both his legs. Following the mistake, the man needed to have the correct leg removed above the knee as well, so they took them both off.
Well, now you're even.
The man's family has been informed, and psychological support has been offered to them, while the hospital has also sent the details of the incident to the region's public prosecutor.
Could you imagine?
No.
I mean, that... No. It's common now to do the marks on, you know, like I had a little bit of an eye procedure, and they put a mark over which eye I was getting it done in.
Well, they put a mark on the wrong leg.
Yeah.
So they messed up big
time. But the mark said the other leg.
Yeah, they didn't read it.
Yeah.
They just saw the mark.
The other leg.
Other leg.
Oh,
not
no.
Not this leg, other leg.
Don't write the other leg.
Somebody accidentally wiped off other.
Yeah, the leg.
Just the leg.
Damn it! Just put the mark on the leg!
All right, and that's what we have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.